Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we have got an outstanding show coming up for you tonight. But first, I want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Gimmerly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
Absolutely. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors. And, of course, you are great listeners because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And remember, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. And if you like to listen on demand, all of our regular listeners are up on podcast forms. Most of the major podcast sites, just search SBN or Scuttlebutt. And Tom's Tirades are available on CastBox. I think we've had some new ones uploaded fairly recently. So if you want to get your blood pressure going, you can certainly take a look at Tom's Tirade and listen on demand. Also, check us out on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And we've got a packed show for you tonight, a lot of ground to cover. So if we can't get to everything, you can always check out scuttlebutt.com for more information on the show and the topics of the day. And later on SBN, we'll be joined by Mr. Charlie Wilson with Aviva Medicare of Alabama. He will get us up to speed on the offerings they have to help our veterans with their health care needs. And Tom's Tirade, bringing back one on trumping the Mavericks. Good one you don't want to miss. But it's always an honor and a privilege to be joined in the Scuttlebutt seat by our legal eagle and sea lawyer, Mr. Colin Kimmerly from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimmerly. Colin, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt.
Thank you for having me on, Cal. It's a pleasure to be with y'all tonight.
Outstanding. Well, I know you've got a lot of different topics that you want to cover, but let's kick off with one that kind of covers not only the veteran side, but it even spills over into some of the civilian contractors. But that's the burn pit, the controversy over burn pits. I just read an article within the last couple of weeks, and I posted it to my Twitter feed. They're still using burn pits. And, of course, the controversy kind of died down, but they're still using burn pits over there, even though they've got veterans coming back that have had issues. So what's the latest when it comes to the burn pit issue?
Well, there was a class action filed by veterans and some civilian contractors against the company that ran the burn pits. That was Kellogg, Brown & Root, which is a subsidiary of Halliburton. And they had veterans and military contractors that filed a class action for the injuries they sustained against the company. And that case had been dismissed by a district court, which said basically that the actions of Kellogg, Brown, and Root were de facto military decisions because the way that they handled setting up and running those burn pits was a decision that was made by the military. So they were immune from lawsuit. So the veterans had appealed that to the Circuit Court of Appeal, Federal Circuit Court of Appeal, and a three-judge panel looked at it, and they decided to rule with the district court and not overturn that decision. So at the moment, their case has been dismissed, but my understanding from reading the articles was that they would file what's called an en banc or a full court review, which means all the judges on the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals would listen to the case and make the decision. So they're still pressing forward on it, is my understanding, to see if they can get a cause of action against the company that ran the burn pits.
Right. So it's basically sort of that concept of you can't sue the government, and they were acting on the orders of the government.
That's exactly. But I believe from the plaintiff's perspective, the veteran's perspective, they were saying that the company did not follow the military protocol as far as what could be burned in those burn pits, that they were burning hazardous materials, which was supposed to be excluded. But, you know, that in my opinion, that would be a question for a jury to decide whether there's enough evidence to prove that or not. So hopefully they'll be able to get the full court to reverse the decision by the three-judge panel in the district court and allow the lawsuit to proceed.
Well, what you're saying, Colin, is that they're claiming negligence on the part of the government and the civilian contractors that run those pits.
Yeah, but in this case, they're focusing on the civilian contractor that ran the pit.
The civilian contractors, they're trying to prove negligence on their part.
Right, I would agree.
Well, if you do that, then wouldn't that open Pandora's box and open the federal government as well?
That's a harder thing.
Aren't they the overseer?
The federal government has a lot of rules about it. You know, they're not subject to being sued for all kind of actions.
So, right, okay.
To say that they would be successful, I think that's why they filed against the contractor, because they think they got a better shot at eventually getting something from the contractor for failing to abide by, you know, the rules that were set out, if that's true.
Now, and Colin, this case does have, could possibly have some impact on cases being filed by veterans with the VA for disability and health care claims, because obviously if it were able to, if they move forward with it, there would be a tremendous amount of discovery that would go on.
I agree with that. And one point I wanted to bring up tonight was, if you're a veteran who was exposed to these burn pits and you're suffering from different conditions, you know, some of the examples are neurological conditions or cancer conditions or respiratory conditions. You know, I certainly encourage you, please file with the VA and try to seek the service connection for those conditions. And you're right on the discovery issue. It depends on what comes out if the case moves forward as to what the health hazards, you know, what they discover is the health hazards because they were improperly running the burn pits or just from the burn pits. You know, that can only increase veterans' chances of getting service connection in the long run. But, you know, we're probably looking at years until all that comes out, to be quite honest. And, you know, I don't want people to wait on that way. I'm going to wait till they make a decision on that. You know, it's to your benefit as a veteran. I've spoken about this before, to file early if you think you have a case where you were ill, got ill or injured on active duty, that you need to go ahead and file.
Well, because that goes back to the original filing date as to when they would have to go back and pay benefits, correct?
It could, yes. That could be a controlling date, is when you filed your, you know, either an intent to file or the application is filed. So those are critical, important dates. And yes, that's why, you know, I advocate that people file as early as possible.
Great. Well, I know you have a couple of other topics that you want to cover, but we're coming up on the break. Speaking of important dates, I know you have an important one coming up next week. Tell us a little bit about the Blood Five.
Right. Our firm, Garberg and Kimberly, is sponsoring our annual blood drive. We're going to do it in the parking lot of our office, which is at 1015 Montlamar. We're right down on the same side as the Home Depot and the Sonic. You'll see the blood van, the big van out there, and we're going to do it from 9 to 3. And I would like everybody to come. It's certainly a worthy cause. I'm going to be like number one or number two. So when you get started at 9, hopefully a lot of people can join us and, you know, give blood for the worthy cause.
That sounds great. Well, we'll be able to talk a little bit more about that on the other side of the break as well. But we're speaking with our C lawyer, Colin Kimberly, from the law firm of Garberg and Kimberly. We'll have more with him on the other side of the break when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world. ScuttlebuttNetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone and check us out on Facebook. And you can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And again, we are honored to be joined by our legal eagle, Mr. Colin Kimmerly from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimmerly. And Colin, I know just prior to the break, you were talking about the blood drive that you've got coming up next week. Unfortunately, I'm a blood donor. That's not the unfortunate part, but I'm in that window where I can't give. So I won't be able to be there, but I certainly encourage everybody to come out. It's a great way to give back, whether you're a regular donor or it would be a first time for you. Potential donors, where can they go to make an appointment, Colin?
If they go to our website, GardbergLaw.com, we'll have a link up to how they can apply, or they can just call the office, 251-343-1111, and we'll try to set up, make sure that they're scheduled in for the blood mobile.
Great. And I do know if you have a smartphone, there is a blood donor app that you can download, which will connect you with the Red Cross, and you can set up a donation time through that. So all kinds of fancy stuff. You can even answer all the questions that they ask you every time you go. You can answer those before you get there, so you don't have to worry about reading all of that material. But we'll talk a little bit more about the blood drive later. Colin, you wanted to talk about the expedited cases.
Yes, for Social Security, there is a program through the Social Security Administration for what's called the Military Casualty Wounded Warrior Program. Now, this is for veterans who had an illness, injury, or wound while on active duty, regardless of whether it was in the United States or on foreign soil, on active duty that was on or after October 1st of 2001. So if that's... if you have all those criteria that are met, then you could get your case expedited for Social Security. And I've seen them do those cases, at least get to the hearing level within like 6 months of an application. And what you need to do is hopefully provide a copy of a rating decision that establishes that the wound or illness was on active duty after October 1st of 2001, and then submit that to the Social Security and ask for an expedited status. A lot of veterans, I have a lot of veteran clients who also file for Social Security for different reasons. And certainly I think these people are entitled to have their cases expedited for, you know, what they gave for the country. So we want them to make sure they get all the benefits they're entitled to and get all the expedited process that they're entitled to also.
Colin, You have talked before about what Social Security looks at that maybe in a file of a veteran who is already getting disability from the VA or vice versa. Does that factor into, do they already have to be able to provide that case file to the Social Security Administration?
No, they can, you know, Social Security will get the medical records, like from the VA. They're supposed to get the medical records, because I encourage veterans to get their medical records and submit them in, and that's what we do at our firm, is we'll collect all the medical records for the veteran and submit them in. And certainly if you have a rating decision, especially, any rating decision, but a higher rating decision, showing maybe you have an individual unemployability or 100%, you definitely want to get that in to Social Security. Now, they don't have to follow the rating decisions, but pretty much what we do is try to make sure they follow the medical evidence. I mean, if you have unemployability or 100%, chances are you had a compensation and pension exam that was completed where some doctor said that you as a veteran were unable to work. So you definitely want to get a copy of that and send that in to Social Security and make them take a look at that and evaluate that, because medical evidence is always going to be your strongest evidence, either in Social Security or VA, to be quite honest. And, you want to make sure you get all of that and send it in necessary case gets decided quickly and fairly.
So is this a situation where if you have a veteran who is looking at this, should you be the first place they go? Because I know you work also, you also work with the Social Security filings. Should they come to you first with this information and say, what do I do and what do I give them? Or do they need to file and then come back to you for an appeal?
They can do it either way in Social Security or VA. They can come to us and, do a consultation and ask me, what do I do? This is my situation. This is my medical, problems or my medical evidence. Do I file for Social Security? Do I file for VA? To be quite honest, I see it both ways. I see veterans who come in who should file for Social Security and have not. I also see Social Security clients who come in who are veterans who have no clue that they should file for VA. There are different reasons you do both. And we certainly encourage people to do both, and I do both for people. I'm a dual practitioner of Social Security VA. That's what we do at our firm, and we love to help people to do both. And I love to help person to do both.
And Colin, that's really one of the benefits of working with someone like yourself, because you are not just focused on one side of that fence. You can see both sides of it. All right, so no. I know you've also got...
Let me add
you
one more
talk
thing, if I could.
About
some
veterans reduction.
Think they can't file for Social Security. That is wrong. And, I've come across that before, and I want to encourage everybody that that is totally wrong. And if you know somebody, there's somebody at Social Security or VA or whoever, a friend, a neighbor, whatever, told them, you can't get both, you need to go get both because you're entitled to both. I mean, there are rules about each, but you're entitled to both.
Right, you are. But, another thing that I'm hearing, Colin, from some of our veterans is the fact that, I wasn't a combat veteran. I just served in the United States or I served in another country, but I wasn't actually in combat. So I don't have any VA rights or things of that nature. That's wrong.
No, that's all wrong. And the other thing is, if you're off duty and you get in a car wreck, you're still entitled to VA benefits. And I've seen that too many times for VA to tell them, yeah, that didn't happen on duty or whatever.
Right.
Wrong.
But
you're on active duty. It did. Come see somebody and get your benefit.
But that's when you're actually on active duty, but say off for the base or
right.
Yeah, I know. I've got a dear friend that completed boot camp and was home for his 10-day leave. Got into a serious accident here in the area and had severe mental damage.
Right.
And he's been in the hospital like 2 years. And is now just able to get around and do things. And he's on total disability for both Social Security and from the VA.
And he should be.
Yeah, he should be. What about our reduction in our severance, Colin?
I wanted to talk about this because I've seen a little bit uptick in this. And I don't think that there's any conspiracy about it. Maybe I'm just seeing them now. But... if you have a service-connected disability and you're going to get a letter from the VA and it says, we propose to either reduce your compensation or to sever your compensation, now as a veteran, you have due process rights. You have certain rights in regards to how they go about trying to do that. And one of the first things is the letter's going to tell you, if you want to continue to receive your benefits as they are now, you have to ask for a hearing within 30 days. And, I tell my veterans, my clients that call me, or people that call me, I say, you got to decide. If you want the benefits to continue, you need to file for the hearing within 30 days. And, of course, you got to make sure you have a receipt that shows that you filed within 30 days. Now, if you go through the whole process and eventually they cut them off or reduce them, but you are still receiving your benefits, you may incur an overpayment, and there may be other things that go on with that. But, if you're going to fight it, you want to get that 30 days in. And then... you have 60 days to submit evidence to oppose the reduction or the severance. So you have two dates, 30 days, 60 days, and you want to make sure that you follow those and do that.
So, 2 minutes.
I encourage everybody to know their due process rights. Real quickly, if you've had your compensation for 5 years or longer, it's very hard for the VA to reduce it. They have to show sustained improvement, and I think that's pretty hard after 5 years.
Right.
If it's 20 years, they got to show fraud or, error, some type of, egregious error, and it's really hard for them to do that. So there are rules about the years that have gone by. There's rules about how they do it. So we have actually posted a blog on our website, GarbergLaw.com, that talks about this. as well as earlier when I was talking about Social Security, we posted a blog on that one too, because these two areas are coming up for veterans in our area, and I want everybody to be informed of their rights and what they can do and what they can get.
And if you guys have any kind of questions about it whatsoever, call that 251-343-1111 and talk to those people down there. We certainly want to give a big shout out to Miss Christine here tonight. She's listening on the radio, and it's my pleasure to know she's out grabbing and growling.
Amen.
It's wonderful that she is. Yeah.
Amen. Yes, sir. All right. How about another pop on the blood drive? We got about 30 seconds.
Okay. We certainly invite everybody to come out to our blood drive, which will be next Wednesday, July 25th, starting at 9 a.m. in the parking lot at Gardberg in Kimberly, which is at 1015 Mount Lamar Drive, Mount Lamar Square, right across from the Festival Center and down from the Home Depot. So please come up and join us in giving blood, hopefully saving lives and helping everybody in our community with that.
Amen, and it's a blessing to have had you on tonight. We appreciate what you do, Colin. Your organization, Gardberg and Kimberly, is doing an outstanding job. Go ahead, Cal.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. Thank you for all the information, and get out there and give blood. Hey, on the other side of the break, Mr. Charlie Wilson with Viva Care of Alabama. We'll talk with him when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us tonight on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters here with Tom Claxton, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Our number is 34106 or 866-983-2777 as you went in the discussion. If you like to listen on demand, you can always check out our regularly aired programs via podcast at most of the podcast sites. Just search SBN or Scuttlebutt. And if you like to listen to Tom's tirade, if you're out there and you're doing some yard work or some exercise and you need to get that blood pumping, Tom's tirade will be a podcast on demand at castbox.com. Check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's @Cal_FBN.
And we certainly want to thank the folks that helped make this show possible, the Battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, at the law firm of Gardberg in Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, and Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens.
And, Tom, it is a privilege now to be joined on SBN by Mr. Charlie Wilson from Viva Medicare of Alabama. Welcome back to the Scuttlebutt.
Charlie, it's a pleasure to have you on board here today, especially a veteran working with us here in the Gulf Coast area, and being a representative of Viva Medicare, which is a Medicare system only for the state of Alabama, right?
Yeah, that's right, buddy. It's good talking to y'all. Yeah, we are Alabama-based. We're right here in the state of Alabama. Now, we cover you worldwide. We're one of the only companies that do that, so we'll cover you anywhere in the world you go. But we are based right here out of Birmingham. That's where our home office is. Let me do a quick shout out real quick. I did a Medicare education seminar today, and one of the couples that was there was an old First Cav guy that served in Vietnam, and I told him about our show, and he said he was going to tune in tonight. So I just
all right
to say hey to him and his wife and thank him again for his service. It was fun meeting them.
Yeah, from an old airborne to the First Cav, go for it.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. All right. But it's neat to see all the things that Viva is able to do here, and the recognition that you guys are getting for being a first class organization here in Alabama.
Yeah, man, that's right. We're so proud of that. So Medicare rates all the Advantage plans in nationwide from 1 to 5 stars, and Viva is the only 4.5 star out of 5 star plans in the state of Alabama this year, and we're the first ones to ever get 4.5 stars, and that just means that we're doing what we're supposed to do to take care of our members, our veterans, and our other members as well.
Well, you need to look over your shoulder because everybody's chasing you.
We like that. We're used to that, right? We like that.
Yeah, but, you know, airborne don't like people chasing them.
No, that's right.
Yep.
They sure don't.
Yeah, but now tell us a little bit about your local office, Charlie.
So we're located on Dolphin Street, and, again, we're one of the only insurance companies that are open year-round for our customers to come in and sit down with us so they can come in any day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. We do a lot of things at our local office. Not only do our members come in, but we're open to anybody, that has Medicare questions. Today, I did a Medicare seminar to introduce people to Medicare that are going to be new to Medicare in the next few months, and talked about Part A and B and C and D, E, F, how all of it works, the drug plans. So we do a lot of education. We have doctors that come in and talk about heart health and diabetes. We have dietitians come in. We do healthy cooking classes. We do a lot of things for our members, such as Member Appreciation Day, where they come in and we just love on them and play games and have food. So we do health checks for our members every year, twice a year. So people can come right into the office and do their A1C checks and blood bone density and things like that.
You're actually able to do that in your local office here?
We do. Yes, we have hundreds and hundreds of nurses work for Viva, and obviously we're owned by UAB out of Birmingham. But our nurses will come down and they do all of that. They do all the heart checks and well-being checks on our patients. We have nurses that actually go into patients' home if they're sick.
Charlie,
we have home health.
Do you call your the people that have your insurance to let them know that you're there and available? How's that work?
We do. We send a letter out, and then we also call them and invite them to the office. So everybody in Mobile and Baldwin County come to the office right there on Dolphin Street, right behind the Crystals drive-thru.
Y'all got donuts?
Yeah, now you know we have good snacks there. We have great
coffee. Oh, Lord, you should not have told me that. You should not have told me that. I'm trying to lose weight, Charlie.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, okay. But I lose it. I keep looking at it as it keeps adding on to different places.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly
but,
right.
But what does Medicare cover as far as what you guys are calling a Medicare?
So we have what are called Medicare Advantage plans. So we have a contract with the federal government, and we have to cover all of Part A and Part B. So Part A is your inpatient hospital. So if somebody's admitted into the hospital, that's Part A. Part B are seeing your doctors. So if you go see a doctor, that's Part B. And then we also have Part D, which is the drug plan or the pharmacy piece. So we cover A, B, and D of Medicare.
Okay. Then now, you say you have different plans. Don't you have a special plan for veterans?
You know, we do. So what we do, in really any of our plans, we work for veterans, but we do have a plan just for veterans called the Select Plan. It doesn't have a Part D like the gentleman I was talking about earlier that doesn't have or uses the VA. Obviously, he's earned that right and uses
right.
The VA. So our plans just give you an option if the VA is closed, if you want a second opinion, if you need other doctors. So we really look at everybody's situation. We look at all their medications, their doctors. We look at any events they may have coming up. We look at finances. So people may, and a lot of our veterans qualify for extra help. They don't even know they qualify for that. So we can get, you know, maybe even the state paying for their insurance. We can get them discounts on their medications. So we have three plans here in Mobile and Baldwin County. And what we do is we really look at everybody as an individual in what the best plan for them would be.
Well, now, you just said a mouthful there about all the things that are available that our people didn't know about. Who do they have to talk to get involved in some kind of meeting or one-on-one to explain this to them? How do y'all work that?
So everybody listening or everybody that talks to anybody, I give my card to anybody. I will literally talk to anybody. It doesn't matter if they have Viva Insurance or any of the other companies. There are seven companies in Mobile and Baldwin County that do what we do. So it doesn't matter. So they can reach out to me. They can call my cell phone number. They can come by the office. They can call me at the office. 380-2222. Ask for Charlie. I'll talk to anybody about any situations. We are one of the only companies that do home appointments. So if somebody doesn't have a vehicle, or they're not feeling well, or they're just more comfortable in their own home,
well, if one of them,
their home and talk with
them. Yeah, one of them, you know, is in a wheelchair, or maybe even in a lift chair of some sort, or like me, just too dang lazy. But, and you come to my house, and I bring you on. You know what I mean? But then
that's
you come to my house.
You don't have donuts at your house, son.
Yeah. I don't have to be at my house. I'm just dang lazy everywhere. But anyway, my age, what the hell? You know? Come on.
That's right, buddy.
Yeah, I'm just glad to be here, man. But in other words, you could call it, what was it, number 380-2222?
That's it, 380-2222. Or they can come by the office at 3071 Dolphin Street. We're right behind the Crystals off Dolphin Street.
All right. Now, you can't just arbitrarily decide, well, I'm going to go on Medicare. I mean, you've got to be, what, you still got to reach 65 now?
So there's a couple of qualifications to get Medicare. So
okay.
It starts at 65, so you can age in. People that have been disabled for two or more years, and I have people in their 20s,
that's where
30s,
I was going.
40s, 50s, and then people with certain types of diseases. Lou Gehrig's disease is one of them. Certain kind of kidney diseases qualify for Medicare immediately.
Okay. But then those people don't have to wait until they get 65.
They don't. No, if they've been disabled for two or more years, or they have Lou Gehrig's disease and certain types of kidney disease, they would qualify for Medicare immediately.
Yes. So if they have any doubts about whether or not they qualify for those, then they could call the 380-2222?
They can call me. Call Charlie, and I'll answer any questions they have.
Okay.
I'll talk to literally anybody. And people listening may not be on Medicare, but their parents may be on Medicare.
Right.
They may have a loved one or a church member,
well,
or a veteran.
Sure.
Who just need some information.
Well, what about some of our
talking to anybody?
What about some of our friends that's going to age into Medicare here next year? They'd like to pre-plan. Maybe look at two or three different programs, and they
and that's what we do on a monthly basis. I do Medicare educations, and then we do them quarterly too. And then I can do individuals. So we advertise those. We actually send flyers out to all the people aging in Mobile and Baldwin County, and we tell them where our meetings are going to be and what time. Like I said, we had one at the office today. I had a big group of people show up just to learn about Medicare. So it's not to sell them anything. It is literally to educate them on Medicare and what their options are. There's options out there that Viva doesn't do that I tell people about and help them understand. So it's literally Medicare 101 to help people understand what they're going to get into, because Medicare is so confusing. They change a law every 15 minutes in the United States.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, another thing, too, people, I know Charlie Wilson personally and have known him for years. I trust him. And I wouldn't have any problem whatsoever having him come to my house, so you don't have a problem with contacting him and worried about him coming to your house and talking about it. And he'll come in there and sit down. You're going to have some coffee now, some sweet tea or something, though, you know, because country boy likes to drink, you know, he likes to drink
That's
his coffee
right.
and his sweet tea. But
right.
Charlie's a good guy, and I trust him, and he will do you a good job. So if you got any questions, here's somebody that you can talk to direct, rather than talking to one of these stupid computers that I get frustrated with and try and answer a telephone or work through a telephone system. Charlie, it's a pleasure to have you all. Appreciate Viva Medicare working with us here on the Scuttlebutt Network. Give us your websites and your phone numbers again.
All right. So it's vivamedicare.com. And our number right here locally at the office is 380-2222. And we're at 3071 Dolphin Street.
All right.
So call in and ask for Charlie and Cal and Buddy. I appreciate what y'all do too for the veterans. Y'all do a great job for us and
thank
and
you,
looking
sir.
Out for our well being.
With the Medicare, Viva Medicare's help. That's helps us do it. Charlie, appreciate you again. Y'all have a blessed one. Cal, do you want to take us out of here?
Yes, and it's always great to have Charlie on. I mean, he's a wealth of information. Not only from the Viva perspective, but just from the veteran's perspective.
Right.
He knows, you kind of like Colin, he knows both sides of that fence. So it's great to have him on, and we appreciate his support. We appreciate his service, and we also appreciate what he's doing for our veterans and their families. So, for more information, you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com. There are links there to Viva Medicare. Hey, on the other side of the break, Tom's tirade. It's a revival on Trumping the Maverick. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
The brave men of the Green Beret.
The following may not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Much has been said of the upstart presidential campaign of real estate mogul and the fire-in-chief, Donald Trump. From his truthful but incendiary remarks at his campaign launch,
they're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
To his controversial hand raising heard around the rhinos at the first Republican debate.
Raise your hand.
You got it.
Raise your hand.
You know it. You feel confident, secure.
Raise your hand.
You feel dry now.
Raise your hand.
You know why now.
Raise your hand. Think you're sure.
To the blood-curdling confrontation with Fox News commentator and the hottest lawyer on TV, Megyn Kelly. He has conducted himself in a manner worthy of his Trumpness.
It's good to be the king.
And I might add, he made the 16 dwarfs, otherwise known as the JV team of Republican presidential candidates, look like the simpering minions of The Apprentice. And so, at this point in the political season, many thought that the Donald would have faded into obscurity, especially considering that many conservative insiders, such as Sean Hannity, thought that the Trumpster would, once again, treat red-blooded Americans to nothing more than a tease in announcing his political aspiration. However, the Donald has once again shown his staying power. So why not go for broke and run for the most powerful office in the somewhat civilized world? For Trump, who can analyze a deal/negotiation in the same time that it took Bill Clinton to evaluate an intern with a pizza and a cigar, it is a no-brainer. He may not be the smartest man in the room.
And it happens to be, as Barack says, a three-letter word. Jobs. J-O-B-S. Jobs.
But he is the man with a plan to bring America back, well, at least some prominence. If nothing else, he has sparked an increase in interest in the political debate by the Republican primary, but also dragged the focus out of the Beltway, albeit kicking and screaming. Love him or hate him, you have to talk about him because he is the only game in town. Leaving erstwhile Republican frontrunners such as Jeb Bush in the shadows, and Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and Rick Perry gasping for political airtime. Meghan McCain, daughter of the Maverick, who recently took over the microphone on the American Now talk radio program, had this to say about the Donald.
If you kick every Latino out of this country, then who is going to be cleaning your toilet, Donald Trump?
Oh, that's no.
In the sense that,
no.
You know what I mean? Like, what I'm saying,
there's
that
there's more jobs to be
in LA. They always,
but
they
Latinos don't, are not only the
no,
only people.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
That.
Come on. No, I would never mean it like that.
Okay.
Like, I'm not part of this argument.
Oops, wrong clip. That was actually Kelly Osbourne on The View demonstrating the mental acumen for both viewers of the show. However, the comments by the Maverick's daughters have been just about as enlightening and remarkably revealing about the Republican establishment. More to the point, since Trump's comments about Senator John McCain's status as a war hero simply because he got captured, the millennial McClain has shown no restraint in discussing her dislike for the Donald, with very little in the way of substance in her criticism. Along the way, she has dragged just about every Rhino supporter onto her show to explain why the Donald is nothing more than the corporate version of the schoolyard bully, whose rise in the poll is due to the rise of the henceforth repressed, angry white male. One might be lulled into thinking that her true feelings about Trump are more to do with trying to protect her father until you find out that she has some sort of twisted crush on Jeb Bush. Are we kidding ourselves? And that's just damn creepy. But there are two things that Ms. McCain fails to realize. First is that Trump's meteoric rise and sustained lead in the polls is not due to the angry white male at all. It is largely due to the fact that Trump is the antithesis of her father, the career politician who is more concerned with staying in power than representing those who voted him into office. As such, the Donald speaks his mind, sticks to his values, whereas the Maverick spends most of his time trying to avoid revealing his true intentions as to not offend either side of the aisle. This is also the main reason he was an honorable candidate for president and why he ultimately lost the race. Secondly, the Donald is at his core a strong businessman. He lives for the deal and has spent his life risking it all for one thing, results. And his success has enabled him to be able to step up to the plate and challenge those around him to up their game because the Donald can rightfully say that he has been there and done that. He is risking his own money and his future in a bid to take this country back to the greatness it once had. On the other hand, John McCain has lived off of his POW experience for decades now in the Senate. He has become the ruling class and part of the political elite because at his heart, he craves power and position and will do anything to maintain it. Just look at his record on delivering substantive legislation for his constituents. He long ago learned that he did not have the gravitas to advance in the leadership of the Republican establishment, and so he branded himself the Maverick, poking his finger in the eye of the conservatives in the party and butting up to the Democrat progressives. His antics earned him the nickname, but often cost the conservative agenda dearly. Along the way, he has perfected the art of caring, as many politicians do, caring more about themselves and maintaining their power than producing results. But they can always leave on recess and tell the folks back home how much they care and how hard they work for the people. Right. The combination of Trump's confident demeanor, unabashed success, and his willingness to fight and not back down alienates the political class and those such as little Meghan McClain. Because in the modern world of the transmetro male, men are supposed to make the scene but not be heard unless they are coming out. But if you do get out of line and, quote, misspeak, you should quickly backtrack and kowtow to the cult of personality. But Donald hasn't, and he won't. Ironically enough, his comments regarding Senator McCain's record in office were largely overshadowed by the POW comments. But even with the controversy over Trump's remarks, he has achieved what he has so many times in the past. Results. Because as Trump explained, his comments were less about war record and more about the disastrous treatment that our veterans have received during the time McCain has been in office. Subsequently, as we told you here on SBN, the Maverick has actually stepped up and introduced legislation that would allow all veterans within the VA to seek health care outside of the VA, not just a select few that may qualify for the Choice Card program. Like much of what McCain puts forth, the bill has little chance of success. A fact he undoubtedly knows. But it does show that even as a mayor candidate, that Donald has what it takes to trump McCain and stay two steps ahead of the political elites, a fact that undoubtedly has the career politicians in the Beltway on notice that the time for real change might just be here in the form of pink slips for everyone. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton, and I bet he can get the VA to build hospitals quick and on budget, too.
You're fired.